Before we go on, I want to remind you to send in any questions or comments you might have to us here at Answers from the Book, and Josh will have all that information for you at the end of the broadcast. Now let's look at this question. Is it wrong to have angels, pictures of Jesus, or the Lord's Supper in your home? I know the Bible says that we're not to have any images of heavenly things. The Lord, as most of us know, gave the Ten Commandments to His people after they left the land of Egypt. The first commandment is very clear and vital. Exodus 20, 2 and 3 says, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. The second commandment in Exodus 20, verses 4 through 6, continues along the line of the first commandment. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generations of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Indeed, the Lord is a jealous God, for He is the only God, as we see clearly in Isaiah 42:8, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. We read in Isaiah 45:5, I am the Lord, and there is none else, there is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. In spite of the Lord's demands against making a graven image, the Israelites made a golden calf while Moses was receiving the commandments from the Lord. Exodus 32:1 tells us, And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron, and said unto him, Up, make us gods, which shall go before us. For as this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. Then we read in Exodus 32:4, And he received them at their hand, and fashioned it with a graving tool, after he had made it of molten calf. And they said, These be our gods, O Israel, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt. This behavior infuriated the Lord, and he acted in swift and strict judgment upon his people. But what about having pictures of Jesus or angels or the Last Supper? What about having a cross hanging on the wall? Do these constitute graven images that were forbidden by God? The context of Exodus 20, verses 4 through 6, indicates the Lord did not want these images made for the purpose of worshiping them. While most people would not think of worshiping a picture of Jesus, there is a danger in having a picture of him. First of all, we just don't know what the Lord looked like, so any drawing or painting of him would just come from the imagination of the artist. Most pictures have the Lord as a very nice-looking man. In fact, we're told in Isaiah 53:2 that the Lord was not an attractive man at all. That says, For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. The danger in having these pictures is that some develop the habit of looking at the picture while they pray. Some might change their behavior or language in the presence of a picture of Jesus. This is a subtle form of reverence and worship to the very image of the Lord. What is the purpose of having a picture of the Lord? While some would say the picture reminds them of Christ, I would suggest that the reminder of Christ should be His holy word. I do enjoy visiting homes where I see plaques on the wall with Bible verses on them. This truly draws my attention and causes me to think of the Lord as I read these verses. And one nice way to be reminded of the Lord is to spend time in meditation upon His wonderful creation. King David wrote in Psalm 19:1, The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. In considering God's creation, David was led to declare in Psalm 8, verse 9, O Lord our God, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth. I don't know of a picture that could cause that kind of praise in the heart of a believer.